Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 8th of March 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters linked with VK7 RAA across the north and the VK7 RTC network in the south. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held is included in the email version of the broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in delivery of any of the cards in your area. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest, Chat and Show Group. Hello to our group. On March 7th, it will be the next group gathering at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, and will commence at 2 p.m. and is open to local members as well as visitors to our state if in Penguin on that day. The aim of the group is to create interaction and friendship between operators, whether a club member, anywhere or not, from any location, just a meet and greet day with some other activities supplied by group members. So if you have anything you would like to show, or you have made or collected something, bring it along, or if there is a subject you would like to discuss, come along and join us. I do ask for a small offering of food for afternoon tea from everyone, and I provide tea and coffee. So drop in at any time from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m, though getting out there for the start will ensure you are less likely to miss any talks given. The doors will remain open until 6 p.m. if necessary, but drop in until 5 is so that any late arrivals have time to chat. Cheers from Sherl, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As mentioned last week, we commence today with a rundown on the shack clearance and deceased estate auction held at the club rooms last Saturday, the 29th. A good attendance on the day saw our main hall engulfed in goodies spread over numerous tables, all nicely numbered and ready for our auctioneer Nick, VK7, Bravo Echo Echo. It was obvious from the results that many had perused the items well and truly over the many viewing days prior to the auction and had chosen their preferred lots. Bidding reached record highs for a number of items, while others went at minimal amounts. Such seems to be the nature of auctions in general, with some obtaining great bargains while others may have gotten caught up in the excitement and bid more than they had intended. All seemed to have a great time though, helped along by the humour and continuous banter of auctioneer Nick. Continuous tea, coffee and biscuits were available to attendees for a gold coin donation, and this part of the auction was enjoyed by many. One attendee was overheard to express the wish that we had thought about putting on a sausage sizzle for the occasion. A great idea which simply hadn't occurred to us. We will keep that in mind for the next auction. Yes, we were planning another one, but need time for our setting up crew to recover from this one. Overall, the consensus was that the day had been a great success. Technical sessions. As usual, with these events continuing, we will hand over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give you a rundown of happenings on last Wednesday, 4th of March. This evening's presentation was from Trevor, VK7TangoBravo, showing us the progress he's made in the design and construction of an RF amplifier to drive his dual magnetic loop antenna. The heart of the amplifier is a Russian-made power triode, originally used in military applications and now available from online suppliers at very attractive prices. Trevor compared the material properties of the Russian valve against a standard broadcast power triode, the major difference being a ceramic envelope as opposed to glass and its superior electrical gain characteristics. There are no pins as well. The connections facilitated by concentric electrode rings, further emphasizing the rugged construction. The amplifier components were assembled onto an aluminium platform for the testing phase. The power supply consisted of a large toroid transformer with extra windings, bridge rectifiers and smoothing capacitors. High tension is generated by a Cockcroft-Walton multiplier. Small PCB modules took care of voltage regulation and a timer for sequencing. This supplied a soft start period as well as an interval for filament warm-up. Filament voltage is regulated and auxiliary voltage for relays and modules is 24 volts DC. The connection and cooling assembly for the valve is a fine example of precision engineering, completely fabricated by Trevor with lathe and milling machine. Trevor showed us the many jigs and templates necessary to achieve this result. In fact, the whole project showed a dedication of perfectionism itself. Thank you, Trevor, for an enlightening and interesting presentation, and we will watch with interest as the project nears completion. Also of great interest, Peter, VK7Kilo Papa Charlie, had his Nano VNA set up to test some acquisition from the recent auction, a broadcast band filter, which could handle 100 watts and several bird bandpass filters. Using the Nano VNA, the broadcast band filter exhibited a 60 dB of attenuation across those frequencies. He was also testing a military antenna matcher, which was now usable due to an auction find of another identical matcher with leads he was missing from the other one, enable connections to instruments. Thanks, Peter. We welcome Owen from the world of CB, who is interested in gaining his amateur license. Peter, VK7PD, had a previous contact with him and was pleased he was now ready to start work. Kevin, VK7KJL, took him into the radio room for some basic practical instruction. Simon, VK7FSRM, was busy attending to handheld programming. Yet another birthday celebration. This time, yours truly got the treatment, the actual day being on Tuesday. So the small quiche with the regimental candle was presented with the usual serenade and wishing ceremony. Very enjoyable, and a big thanks to Bernie VK7BR for preparing his special sandwiches. Our entertainment officer, Ebenezer VK7AT, was present, recovered from his brief stay in hospital, and was in fine form. We heard he caused some sore ribs amongst the nurses at the LGH. A very busy evening enjoyed by all. 73 Idris VK7ZIR. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Coming events. Technical session. The next session will be on Wednesday, 11th March, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m., running through to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs. Bring along something that you are currently building or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. March General Meeting, Saturday 14th. This is your final reminder about this event. Note that we will not be having a barbecue this time, but instead we will be having sandwiches, fruit and cheese platters. We thought a change from barbecues would be nice. NTARC will provide all the fare for the lunch, which will commence at noon. The cost will be the normal $10 per person, and this covers your lunch and afternoon tea. The meeting will follow at 2 p.m. As always, we ask for donations of cakes, slices and other delights to share at afternoon tea. For those just attending the meeting and afternoon tea, it would be appreciated if you could make a small gold coin or note donation. Coffee mornings, as normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms, catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. Tomorrow, Monday, 9th March, is a public holiday for 8-hour day, but we will be open, so please come along and join us. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and funny stories by our entertainment officer Ebenezer, VK7AT, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston or further afield for that matter where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, which is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard would be gratefully appreciated. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Club Rooms Renault. Help wanted. Over the next month, there will be much work undertaken on the Queen's Domain club rooms to improve them. On the 16th of March, two new heat pumps will be installed thanks to a Tasmania Community Fund grant and Scott Hutchings, VK7HVK. These heat pumps will replace the power-hungry, resistive heaters. On Wednesday, the 18th of March, the equipment in the main room will be sorted to identify the equipment we wish to keep for the museum. This will be a joint lunchtime and DATV experimenters night task. This will no doubt result in a range of equipment becoming available for members. Then on the 19th, the 20th of March, the main room and toilet will be prepped. And we don't mean buying more toilet paper, for painting, and this is where we are asking for some helpers. On the 21st of March, the main room and toilet will be painted, and we are looking for some helpers. So we need gophers, general assistants, dab hands on the brush that feel confident in painting the odd door or two, and both the prep and painting days. If you would like to volunteer for an hour, hours or days, then please contact Tony, VK7VKT, on the address is secretary@reast.asn.au. 73 Rest Committee. P.S. A huge thank you to Tony for taking this lead on this initiative. Innovative and interesting shack and portable operation ideas forum. This night was born from a group looking at pictures and videos of various amateurs' shacks. Amateurs are resourceful people who have been repurposing, recycling and reusing things for a very long time. The night was in the form of a forum where everyone can come along and bring your interesting and innovative ideas that you have in your shack, outside, inside, etc. We covered a range of topics including power connector, cable management and storage in the shack, lightning protection, towers and tower design, surface mount jig, battery connections, cable tidies using Velcro, SOTA squid pole anchors, utility bags, 18650 LiPo batteries, recovery and usage, use of PVC pipes to route cables and coaxes, and tilt over tower designs. There was no limit to the ideas, simple, complex, easy or hard, that were discussed. The forum discussion was streamed and recorded and is available at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. Thanks to all who came along to the forum and participated in the discussions. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. This Wednesday night we get back underway with our DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. If you have a project you're planning, working on, or have finished, then bring it along on the night and we will get into the studio and you can talk about it. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Technical article. NBN Sun Transit Events. Last week, NBN released their regular advisory on sun transit events. Twice a year, NBN satellite service transmissions are adversely affected by sun transit events. Sun transit events occur when the sun comes into direct line with the NBN satellite and ground station or the satellite equipment at an end user's premises. Radio frequency noise from the sun reduces the signal-to-noise ratio during the event and can potentially create a loss of connectivity. The next sun transit event season will potentially affect satellite customers for up to about 10 minutes each day on the last week of March and the first few weeks of April. Please be reminded that the sun transit event is not an outage or a service fault. NBN provides indicative times and dates for sun transit events in relation to each of its satellite gateways. The exact date and time of the impact on an end user's service is dependent on the geographic location of the end user's premises as well as on the satellite gateway used to provide the gateway to satellite portion of the access link. Sourced from NBN Advisory. Rex VK7MO commented that the same problem occurs when the moon gets too close to the sun. The sun provides about 9 dB of noise on his 1.13 meter dish and thus costs about the same on system performance if the moon is close to the sun. Hayden VK7HH also commented that a similar issue used to be notified by satellite pay TV providers when the sun moves behind their satellites. You'd lose TV for 10 or so minutes. NCOM News. New South Wales announces $217 million funding boost for GRN. New South Wales emergency service organisations and other government agencies will benefit from a $217 million boost to the state's mission-critical government radio network, GRN. The investment will be used to consolidate about 70 separate agency radio networks into one. The radio network played a critical role in protecting communities and supporting the rural fire services, police, fire and rescue, ambulance and the state emergency service during the recent bushfires, said Minister for Government Services Victor Dominiello. During emergencies such as bushfires and floods, every second counts. We are making life easier for first responders by providing them with a first-class communications infrastructure that will help keep people and places safe. The Minister for Police and Emergency Services, David Elliott, said the funding will give first responders greater certainty and confidence when working on the front line. In northern New South Wales, the coverage will expand to Glen Innes, Inverell, Tenterfield and Ben Lomond and provide improved coverage for areas including Moree and Warialda, Elliott said. In southern New South Wales, it is expanding across the Riverina to the Victorian border to provide greater coverage to the towns of Holbrook, Tarkata, Gundagai and Albury. The funding will enable the New South Wales Telco Authority to accelerate the Critical Communications Enhancement Program to reach 96% of populated areas. The $217 million is in addition to the more than $401 million that has been allocated to the upgrade of the GRN since 2016. Sourced from the Critical Comms web usine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions at 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. INTAC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday lunchtime group from 12 noon, then DATV Experimenters group from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, Northwest March 7, meet and show from 2 p.m. Penguin Sports Centre. NTARC March 14, general meeting starts noon and meeting from 1400 Rochalie Club Rooms. VK March 21 to 22, John Moyle Memorial Field Day. VK7 Meet the Voice, 22 March at Ross Recreation Centre. WIA, 8 to 10 May, Annual Conference Weekend. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Reader, VK7 Radio India. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7TW. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7TPE. 10 metres, VK7JGD. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or have just missed, VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Peter, VK7PD.